the answer to discouragement. This incident of the capture of Jericho, Joshua 6, is one which should be carefully pondered and taken to heart by all the people of God today, especially so by His servants. For if it be so, it will supply a grand tonic to faith and effectually counteract that spirit of gloom which now so widely obtains. Alas, the majority of professing Christians are far more occupied with what are called the signs of the times than they are with the One in whose hand all times and seasons are, Acts 1:7. They are walking by sight rather than by faith, engaged with the things seen rather than with those which are unseen. The consequence is that many of them are cast down and dispirited over present conditions, and only too often the preacher is apt to regard the situation as hopeless. But that is to be of the same temper as the unbelieving spies who said, "We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we," Numbers 13:31, magnifying the difficulties which confronted them and yielding to a spirit of defeatism. If the minister of the gospel be occupied with the smallness of his congregation and their unresponsiveness to his preaching, if he dwell unduly upon the lack of interest on the part of the young people and listen to the prophets of gloom who ever give the darkest possible interpretation to things, then he may well be dejected. But if his thoughts be formed by and his own soul fed upon the Word of God, then he will discover that there is no cause whatever for dismay. The Word of God is not outdated. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Matthew 24:35. Then preach that Word in its purity, in its fullness, with implicit confidence in its sufficiency. The gospel of Christ is not obsolete, but is still the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Romans 1:16. Then proclaim it, realizing that the curse of God rests on all who preach any other. Galatians 1:8. Do you reply, "I have in my poor way sought to preach the gospel as faithfully and earnestly as I know how, but so far as I can see, it has been fruitless, and I am thoroughly discouraged"? Then take heed, we beg you, to the incident which is here before us. Get down on your knees right now and beg God to bless this article unto you. Fervently implore Him to open your heart to receive the same. Ponder afresh those words. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. Hebrews 11:30. Surely then, all things are possible to him that believeth. Mark 9:23.